Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Companies often rely on problem-solving or assessment methodologies such as Six Sigma, Lean Six Sigma, or ISO, but these tools often lack a useful business framework, the key ingredient that allows organizations to achieve the three R's of business: everybody doing the right things, the right way, at the right time. In his book, The Integrated Enterprise Excellence System, An Enhanced Unified Approach to Balanced Scorecards, Strategic Planning, and Business Improvement, author Forrest Breyfogle introduces a new organizational governance system that integrates analytics with innovation. Forrest is the author of 11 books and over 90 articles on the topic of quality improvement. Forrest, welcome to Edgewise.
Yes, it's great to be here.
So Forrest, we've got Balanced Scorecard, we've got Lean Six Sigma, we've got various other systems. Why do we still have problems today?
What happens is we basically rely on supermen or superwomen in charge to go in and do great, wonderful things. They're supposed to be leading the charge. Now, the problem you can have with this, you can have somebody that's really brilliant, can understand everything that needs to get done. However, we don't really have a system that puts it all together and orchestrates so we have everybody doing the three R's of business. That is, everybody doing the right things and doing them right at the right time.
You've written several books on this process called the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System as a solution to the problems of today. What is IEE?
IEE, or the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System, is a system to actually be the baton for an orchestra leader that puts it all together. Organizations need to do a better job than just leading from strategies that sometimes are hard to get your arms around. Strategies are often the first step whenever you get a new leadership in, and everybody's supposed to put measurements and fundamentally do good relative to this overall strategy. But a better approach is to blend analytics and innovation together in a structured way so that now we can lead to better strategies that are analytically and innovatively determined. Basically, this IEEE system is a 9-step process. So instead of starting with strategies as one, it's step number 5.
So this is something that CEOs should be interested in because of the opportunities it offers?
Yes, exactly. The CEOs and other executives have very challenging times. There's demands from the supply chain, from the board members, from investors, from employees and regulators. And often these demands have competing interests. What you like to do is put together a system so that you get out of the firefighting mode and you lead to the three R's of business. This IEEE system is a means to do that.
Can you share with us an example of how IEE has worked in an organization?
One company was really having some challenges, and they started implementing this IEEE system. They decided to go with a new plant manager, and this person was not a strong kind of person. He's a great guy, but everybody was not sure how well he performed. He implemented this Integrated Enterprise Excellence System, and in a very short period of time, the WIP was cut by 50%, and then the throughput was basically increased by 30%. He became a much better manager in a very short period of time, and he was able to handle it very systematically whenever he had some outages and so on, and he knew exactly what to do.
Well, it certainly worked for a for-profit organization. Does it only work for profit companies?
No, it works for nonprofit as well. I'm working with a nonprofit right now, and this woman that headed up the charge basically was told that she should be managing by setting goals for each of the areas throughout the state. She became very frustrated because each of these areas was not meeting their goals. And finally, she was getting the point that she was so depressed by it, she said, I'm not going to show these metrics anymore. And I showed her a system where they could fundamentally not just set arbitrary goals and beat up people if you don't meet them, but decide what was the best area of the business and learn from that. So the idea is you create a system that's not just management by hope, i.e. set goals out there and say, go off and do good, but you create a system so you figure out what you should fundamentally do in your process to actually do better and learn from each other.
Well, it sounds like IEE creates a framework that makes it easier for people to be successful.
Yes, exactly. And as I was saying in this earlier example, that one new manager became successful in a very short period of time. So we created an overall infrastructure where we don't lead from strategies, but we actually define and measure the overall business using these high-level metrics. That is, we don't just set arbitrary goals for the quarter and then beat people up if they don't meet that. We create a system that would analyze the enterprise as a whole. And finally, create strategies that are aligned to the overall needs of the business. So, for example, instead of trying to go in and say we're going to improve everything by 10%, we would maybe identify that we can't sell everything we make. So for right now, we ought to be working on our sales process, and that's where we ought to be focusing our efforts as opposed to maybe increasing production efficiency. That would be an improvement activity you work on. And then finally, what we really want to have is a control mechanism so we don't have the kind of problems that we've experienced now in the financial industry or even airlines when they have some problems where they have to do maintenance and have to have outages because of it.
You know, it seems this system leaves employees quite motivated. There's really no reason why they can't achieve their objectives because their objectives are realistic ones.
This is a stressful environment we have. We're going to have stress, and we can have what's called good stress and bad stress. Bad stress is when you set arbitrary goals out there and people don't know how to achieve them. Again, that's management by hope, and that can be very, very, very stressful. However, if you provide them a roadmap on how they can actually achieve those goals, that's stressful, but it's a good stress because they know they got to go through this step-by-step process to actually achieve those goals.
So when you have IEE, are you really looking at the complete picture before focusing on the specific improvement efforts?
Exactly. Organizations, again, often lead from strategies, and this can be created in an executive retreat. Now, these people that are putting together these strategies may know everything that needs to get done and are really good at directing all this activity. But what we'd like to do is create a long-lasting system that's not so dependent upon having supermen and superwomen in charge. And we want to create a system so that it's long-lasting, even though we got management changing. So what you need in the front end is measurements and defining of what you do in the front end, and then you build the analytics, and then you look at strategies that you're going to work on, improvements, and then a control mechanism.
Well, everything you've said suggests that IEE saves time and saves money for companies, and there is a bottom line benefit as well.
That's exactly right. A lot of times there's efforts out there to do some improvements. We might do Six Sigma, might do Lean Six Sigma, or we could even do balanced scorecards. And we might report that we save $100 million, but nobody can necessarily find the money. So it really didn't hit the bottom line. Another organization might be like a $70 billion company and they're doing a lot of Lean Six Sigma projects and they claim they're saving $30 million. But let's be honest with ourselves. If that $70 billion company started having some tough times, then the $30 million is going to look like chump change and the whole deployment could actually be downsized out. So what we do in this IEEE system is create the management system that's really worth much more than any individual project. It's how you do business. And you get the point that you're out of firefighting mode and you lead to the 3 R's of business.
Do you really feel that IEE is better than most of the other management systems out there?
Yes, I believe it's the way to go and it should be the wave of the future because it has an enhanced, unified approach to integrate balanced scorecards, strategic planning, and business improvement. A lot of the other systems that are out there look at one piece of the overall picture.
Where can our listeners go to get a better understanding of it?
On our website, smartersolutions.com, we have many articles. We also have training that's available. And also we have a 4-volume series on the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System. Now, two of these books are at a high level. One of them describes the methodology and also some issues that are prevalent with current systems. One of the other books at the high level is written as a novel, where you got 4 golfers that are looking at various business systems and they understand after going through the book why the Integrated Enterprise Excellence System is the way to go. Now, the beauty of this overall system that we're talking about is it gets also into the how to do it. So it gets into the details and the roadmaps to actually pull off this IEEE system, that's define, measure, analyze, improve, control. both at the enterprise level and also at the project execution level, where you truly integrate Lean tools with Six Sigma. That is where Lean is waste reduction and Six Sigma is reduction of defects.
Can we conclude with just one reason why IEE has been so successful and could be very effective for companies today?
Again, we have a lot of programs that are out there, how to build the best strategy, trying to go in and look at Lean and look at Six Sigma. But we really don't have a system that really orchestrates it all together. And that's what I think the beauty of this integrated enterprise excellence system is. And also, it's very documented and it has all the roadmaps at the various levels so people can easily understand it.
I want to thank our guest today, author Forrest Breyfogle. His book is entitled The Integrated Enterprise Excellence System. Forrest, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Dave.
Remember, we'd really like your feedback, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.